welcome to Voices of Freedom.
Blog Talk Radio.
Great to have you here this morning. Always good to talk about Jesus, kind of getting settled back in after a long, crazy week of softball or weekend. And it's coming down, a couple tournaments left. And I think the kids are ready for a break. They've played 40-some games in about 4 months. So I think they're ready for a little rest and relaxation. So what I'd like to get into today is the chaos. Apparently Trump and Mr. Putin had a conference yesterday, and everybody went crazy because Trump basically took the side of his own, or the side of Russia over his own intelligence. And, you know, I didn't watch it because that kind of chaos is just getting away too out there, too much drama, too much media. And that's what I want to share with you today, is to just look at the silliness, because when I roll over here in the book of Revelation, in the book of Revelation, it tells me something pretty serious right here. It tells me that in the space of 1 hour, this whole system that we live under and this materialistic craziness that's going on out here, God's going to bring it all to naught in no time. You ever stop and think about that? Let me give it to you here, if I can find it here. It says, Revelation 21 is where you want to be, a new heaven and a new earth. That's what it's all about. Yeah, let me show you here. Here's where we're at here. Talking about Revelation chapter 18, it says the fall of Babylon. Now, what is this? Is this a literal Babylon? Is it a world system like what we're living in now? You know, what's the deal? Okay. Well, here's what I'm believing. Where it talks about sitting on many waters, I believe it touches us all. I believe the materialistic world that we raise our kids in, give me this, give me that, right now, you know, sets us up for that. And I believe our preacher pretty much said the same thing there a few weeks back. So all nations, now this is Revelation 18:3. It says all nations. As somebody said, what is the Arabic translation or definition of all? It is all. So, once again, we see here in Romans chapter 3, verses 10 through 23, we see all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Here we are in Revelation 18:3, and we see all nations. All nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Okay? The abundance of her delicacies. Out of the luxuries of the world, not the things I needed. Okay? But out of the luxuries of the world, some people are getting rich. Like some people, haven't you always wanted to invent that little something and you got rich overnight? You know, and it happens because guess what? We want something right now. We see something that's cool. We've got the money. We don't think about helping the poor. We don't think about anything except ourselves. And all of a sudden, boom. And then we do it all under, why work hard and I deserve that. So, you know, that's between you and your God, okay? So you've got that, but it says all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of the fornication, of her fornication, and the kings of earth have committed fornication. Now, what is this? To commit fornication is if it's adultery, it's cheating on a spouse, right? But fornication, okay, is to probably enjoy something, but you had no legal right to it. I think might be a good way of looking at that, and that might be what they're trying to get us to see there. So, and it talks about how the merchants, they got rich through all the luxuries and all the little as seen on TV ideas and all the little crap we don't need and all the things that you buy and they break the first month. I think that is a great way of getting a look at that, okay? Then John says, I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out from her, my people, that be not partakers of her sins and that ye receive not of her plagues. So what's John saying? The voice from heaven says, come out of her, my people. So the people that are saved, and there will be people saved even during this tribulation period, There will be people that start a relationship with Jesus Christ in the worst possible place in the history of the universe because the wrath of God is being poured out on this earth. I'm telling you, today's the day you want to get with Jesus. Today is the day you want to surrender. Let him lead your life. Don't get concerned about all the things you think you can't do when you know you can. Just surrender. Sometimes it's the easiest way. Sometimes it's the best way, and I've been there, and I'm telling you, it's good. It says in verse 5, "For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities." Okay? Now, once again, we can go back and start to look about the times throughout history that Babylon has done what it's done and what it's a picture of and the idolatry and the things that it's done. You see, there's a worldwide influence right now. We want to say we're separate, but you look at the stock market and what one country does, if one's up, one's down, and you know, if one has bad news, it trickles over to this stock market. So everybody's in this thing together. Okay? So if I'm going to be a believer, I have to separate myself out of the confusion. Because there are people out here that are running around thinking everything's okay. You know, or maybe their political party's not in and they're just running around just rabid, upset, and mad right now, you know. And that's just where it's at. So God is going to say, if you want to be on God's side, you've got to separate yourself out from what's going on. So guess what? In the church age where we are right now, we've got to separate ourselves out from this. Do we work in the world? Yep. Do we have to interact with the world? Yep. Is our harvest the world? Yep. We got to go out. We got to do these things. But we've got to somehow stay strong in the things that we're doing and understand what's going on, okay? Because there is an arrogant self-confidence with leadership. There is a corruption about those in power. See, the kings of the earth have committed fornication with the system. The kings of the earth, the power grabbers, those that, you know, they wouldn't help you if, you know, if you were on fire, they wouldn't spit on you. You know, there's a world full of these people. And then, you know, you get a little bit of something done for the poor. You help somebody do a little something, and people let on like they've given an arm or a leg, right? So it's coming. The aggravations of the world you think are bad now, they're coming. The thing I would suggest to you is look to the truth, and the truth is in this Bible right here, okay? So now, we're going to get these laments over the system of Babylon. When Babylon falls, and it will fall in the space of 1 hour, you know, boom, it's over, okay? And if I read verse 6, it says, "Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled, fill her to double." So all this hurt and all this pain and all these people that have run after this power and have just done all this crazy stuff to be in power and hurt other people, man, the repayment is double what you've done. Think about that. That's scary, isn't it? "So therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and shall she be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her." You're going to be burned out of this thing. "And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament her when they shall see the smoke of her burning." When you depend on a system and that system perishes in the space of 1 hour, you will bewail, you will cry, you will be devastated, your riches, everything that you held dear is gone. And that's where it's at. Verse 10, again, standing afar off for fear of torment, saying, "Alas, alas, the great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come." In 1 hour, God judges the whole capitalistic, socialistic, istic, whatever you want to call it. But the whole system of the world, the kingdoms of the world that the devil wanted to give to Jesus, if he would bow down and worship him, the devil has generously given out to people, and this is what you're going to get. In 1 hour, the system of the world, the system we're living by is crumbled. And the merchants of the earth shall wail and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. Can't buy, can't sell. Go get us a loaf of bread and a gallon of milk at the store. Don't have any. Call down to Papa John's and get us a pizza. Man, this scares me. Because, you know, it could get this bad. It could get bad before the church leaves out of here. But I don't want it to get bad on you. I want you to be gone, right? So where are we in all this? The merchants of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all thine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of the most precious woods and of all brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and flour and wheat, beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. There's no more buying and selling. And the fruits that they shall, that thy soul lusted after, are departed from thee. And all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her stand afar off, for fear of torment, weeping, and wailing. Boy, I tell you what, that's us right there. We stand afar off on so many things. There'll be a day and time when you'll stand afar off and you'll gaze upon what was. And it's gone forever. See, because if you notice, it's already been said there a couple times, you'll find it no more at all. How strong is that? No more at all. And saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the companies and the ships and the sailors and as many as trade by the sea stood afar off and they cried. And they saw the smoking of her burning, saying, what city is likened unto this great city? What system? How do we get back? How can it be done? How could this fail? Too big to fail was what we went through in 2006 and 2007. Too big to fail. Wow. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles, prophets of God, hath avenged you on her. We can find it there in a place or two in the Bible, but what was going on is, they were asking God because they had been tormented or maybe been martyrs, and they were asking for God to have judgment on these people. They were asking for God to step forward and asking for God to come and take out, you know, make their enemies the footstool that they talk about in Psalm 23. And guess what he does? He shows up and he does it. And the things, when God destroys them, they're not found anymore. No, not at all. Well, don't you be the one that's not found. Don't be the one that's lost. Don't be the one that's in the torment. You've got to come out of that torment today. It's your call. Listen, there's so many things God wants for your life and so many things that he wants to get you ready for and grow you into. But we've got to do a better job. We have got to do something better. Have a great day. God bless.